This is the Farm Station. We're all ag all day. Joined today by Mark Tague. Mark's with Ag Boost. Makes his home in Washington, Oklahoma. Washington, is that somewhere near Norman?
It is. It's fairly close there, Tony. I live just about 30 miles south of Norman. It's a nice little town my great-grandparents actually founded. So we've been there for 125 years.
Now, I just happened to see something that says OSU on it. So tell me about that.
Yes, sir. I and most of my family graduated from Oklahoma State. We're big Cowboys fans, and we definitely try to support them anytime we can.
Well, you've kind of put some of your background in there, but a little more of the background in your path to Ag Boost.
Sure. So I am a fourth generation commercial cow-calf producer. Again, we've been doing it for 125 years. We got our Centennial Ranch designation a few years ago. And then I'm a reformed banker, Tony, I guess is the best way to put it. I got here as quickly as I could, but a few years back, I decided to get out of the direct loan business and get into technology. And a few years back, I and some others, we built and sold a piece of technology to a Fortune 300. But my passion has always been cattle and technology, right? So this venture really combines the best of both worlds of my passions, which I'll talk about cows all day, I'll talk about tech all day, and if I get to talk about both of them, we might be here for a week.
Well, let's talk about Ag Boost. Tell us about it.
Yes, sir. So Ag Boost, the best way to describe it, Tony, is we are a data analysis and data visualization platform. So what that means, I can take data from anywhere. Genomic tests, EPDs, phenotypic scores, udder scores, foot claw, angle, whatever you want, I can take it, put it into my system, and render you a visual that makes sense. So essentially, Tony, what I say is my biggest competition is Excel. But if I show you an Excel spreadsheet with 1,000 rows and 1,000 columns, and I ask you how many times does the number 5 occur in that spreadsheet, you can't do it. With my software, not only can you tell how many times the number 5 occurred, but who it occurred and how many times it occurred on them. So I make your data collection and data visual easy. That's essentially what we do.
All right. You mentioned DNA testing in there. How does that all work?
Oh, it's excellent. So DNA testing has gotten really, really efficient, and the prices have come down dramatically as it increases. But essentially what you do is you can take a DNA sample from an animal. It's a blood card, a semen, that could be an ear punch. We take that data, bring it to us, and we don't care which lab it comes from, or you can send it to whatever lab you wish, or we'll send it to whatever lab you wish. We take the data back. Once we get all those back, whatever that trait, whatever the number of traits that test brings back, is that's what we visualize. So you have things like Cavanese direct, milk, birth weight, et cetera, right? A lot of things you see in EPDs, it's the same thing in the genomic testing.
Are we to a point, and maybe we're not quite completely to that point, but where we can really determine the outcome of what we're breeding?
Yes, absolutely. So the more genomic technologies we use, the better it gets. The accuracy just continues to go up. Now, I will tell you, you know, there's no such thing as a plug-and-play cattle business. It just doesn't exist, right? So really, in my estimation, what genomic testing tells you, it will actually reaffirm what you probably already know about your cattle. If you've lived with them long enough and you're a good cattleman, you know what you got, right? But being able to transmit that or communicate that to someone else, or communicating the value, is hard to do if you just sit down and talk to somebody. Hey, they look great out in the pasture, but how do they perform, right? Or how what's their potential to perform? And that's really what we're measuring with genomic technology, is just that potential to perform in the offspring.
Obviously, we've had to cull quite a bit of the herd over the last few years due to drought that's moved around the country. Obviously, it's been not only in your back door, but probably right in your front yard. As we start preparing to rebuild the herd, is this the right time to consider Ag Boost?
This is the absolute best time to do it, because the biggest bang you'll get from it for genomic testing is replacement heifers. Because essentially what you're going to end up doing is, if you test your replacement heifers, you don't have to test all your cows. If you've lived with them long enough, you know what you've got. But if you test your replacement heifers to make sure you're putting the right maternal genetics into your herd and what you want to build, it's going to make you that much more efficient, and you're going to be right more than you're going to be wrong. So let's face it. So when we look at replacement heifers, you've got a couple of years worth of non-productive time. You've got money invested in the development of that heifer. Usually numbers say about $2,000. And if she falls out of your program, you're not getting $2,000 back. You're not making your money back on that. Now, if I can provide you some insight into that, and again, I'm not right 100% of the time, but I'm right 80 plus percent of the time. But if I can give you that insight and you're right more than you're wrong, you're going to make more money by selecting the right replacement female. So right now, especially because we're going to have to replace the herd, now is the time to do it.
All right. So if we want to learn more about Ag Boost, is it online?
It is. We are. You can reach us at www.ag-boost.com. You got to put that dash in the middle there. And then you can reach out to us. You can view some explainer videos on there. You can even book an online demo if you like right from there.
That's almost like a brand there, Ag Bar Boost, ag-boost.com. Mark Tague is with Ag Boost and joins us from CattleCon 24 in Orlando. I'm Tony St. James on the Farm Station, All Ag, All Day.